Go ahead and call this meeting to order. Bert, would you be so kind as to do the Pledge of Allegiance, sir?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Your All right, roll call. John Burek, present. Eric Duane, present. Alexis Federico,
Here.
Robert McDonald, Catherine Morrison,
Okay.
Michael Radigan, Scova Rhodes,
Yeah.
Stephen Vargas,
Here.
Stephanie Wade. We have quorum. Thank you. Any public comments?
No public comment at this time.
All right, we'll move into action items. I didn't skip anything. Did I? Good. Okay. Any report of canceled activities? Everybody has a copy of this. I believe folks were able to screen this as well because it did go out. I think it went out. Everybody?
Yeah.
I saw blank carbon copies. I can't always tell. There's a couple of typos that are going to get fixed. I'll make a motion that we accept this and push it up to the Board of Supervisors.
Yes.
Second. Let's get the second first.
I'll do the second.
All right. And then discussion. Sorry.
Oh, no, just the ads. You mentioned the 250th anniversary of the Navy. How much?
Oh, the Army. No, I mentioned the.
Everybody.
Isn't it the same thing?
Listen here, young man.
First in the Army.
Steve Hill. But last year was.
An Army guy to sit.
Yeah. And the Navy. Army, Navy, and Marine Corps.
Yeah, let's add that. The anniversary of the Navy and Marine Corps.
It's Army, Navy, Marine Corps in that order.
Well, no, the Army's is 2026, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's just the 250th. It's last paragraph on page under subsection 3, 2020, or 4, Hawkback's 2026 goals. You said the 250th anniversary of the Navy passed on October 13, 2025. 250th anniversary birthday of the Marine Corps on November 10th.
Right. Was that also the 250th?
Yes.
That was, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm not sure about the Navy.
So no, it's all three. All three branches were born the same year in 1775. It's June 14th, 1775. It's October, June 14th, October 13th, and November 10th. Those are the 3 days.
I don't know anything about the Army, but this says on
June 14th,
2026.
Oh no,
your Army.
So that's the point I'm getting at.
Yeah, the ANG is like 400 years old,
wow.
But the Army itself was born June 14th, 1775.
Yeah.
So, so on June 14th, 2026, is going to be some big celebration of the 250th anniversary of the Army.
That already happened, and there was a huge parade in New York for that.
That was
25.
Only... Okay, well, then we scratch that.
Yeah.
Let's find out what is going on.
Yeah, but in December this year, the Army National Guard turns 390 years.
That's crazy. Yeah, the Air Force is 1949 or 50.
Yeah.
That's right over there. And the Space Force is, you know, 2020.
Flag Day.
Flag Day and Army Birthday are the same
day.
We
just need to correct it, say, through the Armed Services.
Celebrated the 250th.
Yeah. Okay, and then scratch everything.
The various fanfare.
The various fanfare, and then scratch everything.
But way more fanfare at Tun Tavern. I'm just
correct.
Saying. So.
And then scratch everything about the birthday celebration. I don't know where I got that. I looked it up. And so, right there.
Alan, are you tracking?
For the record, can I get the revisions again?
Thank you.
The 250th anniversary of the Navy pass, or I would just strike that entire sentence and say the Navy, the United States, or what order you want to do, Army, Navy, United States Marine Corps,
Army, Navy,
all celebrated their 250th birthdays this year in 2025. And then that's it. And then strike the rest. But I just, well, anyway, as I'm reading this too, it says 2026 goals. Does that really, should we move that up to 2025 and just put various celebrations were held nationally?
Yes, absolutely.
Again, because it was
a
goal, I was thinking that it's going to be in June. So therefore we should prepare for that. Cause I say we should have some,
yeah.
We'll scratch all that.
Yeah, I think I would just scratch it all under 2025 accomplishments. I would just say, you know, United States Army, United States Navy, United States Marine Corps all celebrated their 250th birthdays in 2025, which were subject to various national and local celebrations.
So no official date, 2025.
Yeah, I would just put 2025. Gotcha. I don't think we need to go into it unless you guys feel strong about it.
The other one, for the record, can I get who seconded?
First was John, second was...
Okay. Okay, so then the entire paragraph where it says, as a general matter, will be scratched.
Yeah, and just add that one sentence to the end of 2025.
Yeah.
Did you also want to add something there about participating in the traveling wall? Did you volunteer for that? And several members of OCBAC did?
I thought I put that in.
Oh, did you?
Anybody apart?
You did, and I just missed it.
Remember what that was?
Yes.
I never thought it was off cover.
Any way for there?
Yeah, I was going to say, if we're still in a discussion.
Yeah.
You know, I intended to record the celebration. We want to mark, you know, I wasn't a member yet. So.
No, so we wouldn't put that in.
So it doesn't matter.
I went to several of them as well. I would just say they were, you know, various celebrations, because I know we all
went somewhere with something.
Yeah. But I do think, if I don't see it, and maybe I'm just missing it, I forgot the readers, but I do think we should mention that wall, Steve, because I know you and Stephanie, they each put volunteer hours into that, and that was it.
It's a hero. Well, in Orange County, it was October 2nd through the 5th. Yeah, in the city of Orange, October 2nd through the 5th, the traveling hall is in the city of Orange. Several OCBAC members volunteered for setup and takedown.
For 2025 accomplishments.
2025.
Yeah.
Yes, that's good. We don't need anything.
Did you get that?
10-2 to 10-5, traveling wall, city of Orange. Several OCBAC members volunteered for setup and takedown.
Yeah, and I think we should specify it's the traveling. Is it, what is the official name? Is
it Vietnam? The wall that heals.
The wall that heals.
Vietnam Memorial.
A Vietnam Memorial, yeah.
Gotcha. So with those changes,
Vietnam or the wall that heals is mentioned. Third page at the top paragraph.
Yeah.
Rear view
Attorney said, with the highlight of the wall that he'll attend
is active volunteers. Yeah, that's there.
Several organ will attend an active volunteer.
Okay, that's good enough.
Well,
no?
Yeah. I would just say attended as active volunteers and if I'm going to do that, right?
This is written in the past tense.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So attend.
Yep. So we're like that. Members attend this active ball.
There's a stray period in the following paragraph.
I saw that too. Well, no, I mean, yeah. I work
it's a very friendly.
Yeah, it is. I work with contracts a lot. So.
No, I know, but I'm in the master's program for public administration and that paper's here.
Ripped. You can send them to your friends.
So you can send them into, if you have access to Microsoft Copilot, because drop it in there and it'll make corrections or typos.
Yeah. Careful with those.
Okay, so with those changes, we're good to go.
All right,
so now we have made those changes. Call the question. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried unanimously. All right, executive committee report. I kept that in there just in case Catherine and I had different things to report back. I will report that Catherine and I have, we're collaborating on a living document so this doesn't happen again. And then whoever replaces us, we're gonna turn over the keys to that thing. It's gonna be like a Google Doc or something. So if anybody wants in on that fun, more than happy for proofreaders, commenters.
Limit it to 3 people at a time access.
Ooh, that's a good question. Like a
brown eye.
But also it's a digital summary of as we're going, so the actions have already passed.
Oh, that's like note-taking.
Yeah.
It's everything. They weren't going to have access, but then 2 or 3 people edit.
Reviewers.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Communication chair and the vice, and the chair of vice.
Yeah. So it would be nice after each meeting to just do it.
Yeah. That actually at this point.
Still on that.
Good. And then also on... So January 8th of 2025 was our regular meeting. And then we had to have a special meeting on January 17th just to approve the letter.
Right.
So of last year. So this is the second year that we've got to do this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Alan, that will...
That was my solution as well. So
we couldn't have this problem yet, but...
Yeah, right.
I believe the first meeting was canceled of last year. I don't remember why. But
yeah, I think there was like a... I don't think we did a special meeting just to approve the letter.
It was the special meeting with the county interim CEO, and then Chris Lynn-Netflix gave the veteran. It was a packed meeting. It wasn't just.
Oh, you remember.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because under accomplishments, we did the whole report.
Yeah.
Interest. Okay, good. All right, sounds good.
Right.
Very awesome. And I just, I was actually at the Tierney Center on the swearing in of Josh Lee. Josh, right? He's our first VP of ACCFC.
Oh, yeah.
Former mayor of Laguna Hills. So his wife just re-enlisted as an Army officer. She is going to be a part of the medical unit. So she'll be a doctor serving. So we're going to keep her very busy.
Yeah.
I will keep you updated as to where she's going to go because they're already starting to, hey, you're going to go to Hawaii. Hey, you're going to go here, Kosovo. I'm like, whoa. Oh my gosh, that's a lot. Anyway, so I picked up some flyers, annual Veteran Art and Resource Expo. I'll just pass these along if you want to just take a photo so you can have it. We'll start here. Operation Company. Her next mission, so this is a supportive therapeutic peer group created by and for women veterans, honoring your service, resilience, and next chapter. So this is another really cool event that's going to start happening. It's a 10-month commitment, February to November of this year. So I'll pass this along as well. These are going to be male veterans. Another fun one, veteran talent audition. Can anyone sing? Can anyone dance? Because this is your time to shine. So, but you know what? We should actually, we should all go.
Yeah,
we should do it. Why not, right? And then last but not least, ACCOC, we are having a Homes for Heroes,
yeah.
Association of Cities, Orange County.
Okay.
Alexis is, has been, is a part of it. So we are doing another veteran housing orientation tour with Jamboree Housing. And just really, again, highlighting, you know, what we're doing from VSO. They're all the services, wraparound services, as, you know, they came in last, I think it was 2 months ago, spoke about Jamboree and all the good things they're doing for veterans. But when you are actually there, it's a whole different experience. So love to have you all there.
For those of us who don't know what ACCOC is,
yes.
What is it?
So ACCOC, we are everything, right? So we provide advocacy, education, policy for our local electeds, but we also have a private, a business partnership with our affiliate members like SCE, Disney, water utility companies, the whole nine. So what we do is provide education, whatever's going on with Southern California Edison and affiliates, we educate our local leaders. So they have an understanding of what everybody is doing within Orange County.
You get like a local elected representative from your town participates.
Yeah.
ACCOC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really awesome organization.
Every city has a representative?
We have 26 cities out of the 34. So we slowly but surely are gaining a lot of our cities back. If they are not, like, for instance, Brian, Stu Vargas, sits on Brea Council. We've seen him at a lot of our events. So even though we have non-member cities, they are still eligible to come and participate in our programs and educational forums and all those good things.
So you have a testament?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a testament?
We actually don't. We used to, Intestine is one of our founding members. So we are hopefully going to get them back. Yeah.
Is there any way I can help
them? Sure. We can definitely talk about
that. I live in Intestine.
Oh, awesome. Great.
What was the reason their members fell off?
Well, the pandemic was a huge part of.
Back.
Yeah. So we can talk about that. Since we were at, I believe, 30. And we didn't have, I believe, Brea, Rancho Santa Margarita. We didn't have Brea. But slowly but surely, you know, with a lot of our programs and conferences that we provide, it's really bringing,
sure.
You know, it's attracting a lot of, you know, council members, affiliates. So our goal is to really make sure that we have that public-private partnership and, you know, just continue to advocate for our cities.
Good.
Really tough task.
Absolutely. Yes. Definitely.
Yeah. Thanks.
Absolutely.
And it's actually on the ACCOC website.
Yes,
for heroes.
It downloads a report.
Yeah.
All right. Before we adjourn, anything from around the table? All right. Meeting adjourned.
Short and sweet.
And then I have my son reach out to you.
Oh.